With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom. Simply visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.
You're on Reality Check Radio. It's Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Remember, you can send me a text at 2057. Email me at inbox@realitycheck.radio. I'm a monarchist. I like the idea of the monarchy and the Westminster system. It doesn't seem to give us any troubles or any problems, so I don't like to play with what works. And there's something, too, to me about having an institution that's hundreds and hundreds of years old and that has evolved over time and is so rich in its history, good and bad, actually. But it's this continuous nature of it. And it doesn't matter too much who's king or who's queen or their foibles, because we're left just to get on with it. It's a system that has evolved over time and it works extremely well down through the ages. And we were truly blessed, weren't we, with the late queen. Oh my goodness, wasn't she something? She was an institution all in herself. But man, have they got problems. Prince Harry, Meghan, hot shots all the time, occupying the news. Prince Andrew, Sarah. Oh. But it seems we're blessed with Kate and William. And I'm not the first one to worry about poor Kate, because she had, we're told, abdominal surgery in January. And you think, oh, that's a bit odd. Wonder what that could be. And she's not been seen since. It's a long time. And in the gap of the palace telling us anything, we have sort of filled the gaps in, haven't we? And then Prince William missed out on that, was it a remembrance or a funeral he missed out on? And we worried about what was going on. Again, it's out of care and concern. But they've been, coined a phrase, mum, not telling us. So we think it could be bad. Then, oh, how lovely is it? A picture is released yesterday. Oh, wonderful. And there is the beautiful Kate with her wonderful children. And we think, it's all good. And the Daily Mail ran the story and it said, and I love this in hindsight, it was how wonderful she looked. The Princess of Wales appeared, quote, playful and protective of her children in the first picture released since her surgery, a body language expert exclaimed. That's funny, isn't it? They make a story out of a body expert looking at the picture and saying, the princess looks playful and protective. But the pictures had to be withdrawn because it was a Photoshop fail. All bits of it were wonky. Hands didn't quite match sleeves. Tiles were upset and the way they were laid out. And it was spotted. Huge embarrassment. And then, of course, at Christmas time, we had the Photoshop fail when they left a finger off one of the children. So, what is going on with the palace? Really? They must have the best advisors in the world. They're this long institution. They have this long absence of Kate. And to reassure everyone, they put out a picture that's got like a primary school Photoshop edit on it and makes us think, what is going on? Why can't they just have good photographers just take a picture and that's it? Why are they mucking around with the Photoshop? What is going on with Kate? Like I said, I wish them all the very, very best, but it's got me worried. What about you? Send me a text, 2057. email me, inbox@reallycheck.radio.
Thanks for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. Do you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to? Either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We'd love to hear from you, so connect with us today.